This is the convent Santanco in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The good sisters do many kind things for us, and we love them very much. But especially the young sister, Bertril. She is so full of joy and, well, she's so funny. You see, each time she tries to help, something goes a little bit wrong. It makes us laugh, these mix-ups, all but Carlos.
Am I interrupting something?
When are you not interrupting? Sister, sometimes your interruptions are welcome, but tonight is not sometimes.
Sometimes he thinks Sister Bertril is trying to ruin his life. But you know, he always lets her have her way. I wonder if it's because they say she can fly. Like a bird, she can fly. I have not seen her do this wonderful thing, but perhaps you will if you watch The Flying Nun in color on ABC.
So the song we're hearing right now is a song called George by a band called The Headless Chickens. And when this song was released as a single by Flying Nun in 1994, it became a number one hit in New Zealand. Flying Nun released a lot of stuff that I'm personally not a big fan of. They put out instrumental albums and a lot of experimental stuff. So there's plenty of music that Flying Nun released that I don't really like that much. But I think it's pretty amazing how many interesting bands released really good albums and EPs all on this same small label, or it started out small, out of New Zealand. And all within, say, a 10-year or less period. On the last episode, we heard some of the bands that maybe gained a bit of notoriety outside of New Zealand, but on this episode, we're going to hear some great songs by some of the more obscure or lesser known, at least outside of New Zealand, Flying Nun bands. Beginning with a band called Bored Games, and that's B-O-R-E-D, Bored Games. This was a guy named Shane Carter's first band. He would go on to be in a couple more bands that we're going to hear on this episode, and eventually he joined the Straight Jacket Fits, who we heard last week. Bored Games released one EP with Flying Nun in 1982 called Who Killed Colonel Mustard. This is a song from that EP by Bored Games. It's called I Don't Get It.
We'll be right back.
words I mean. So why don't I get it? You say how you're happy and free and try not to forget it. Too many lethal magazines to be a step ahead. And all of us have fun alive and we feel like being dead. You know you can't help what they made you.
Stones were one of four bands on the Dunedin double two-record double EP, double 12-inch EP that Flying Nun put out in 1982. Also included in that collection were the Chills and the Verlaines, who we heard on the last episode. In 1983, Flying Nun released an EP by the Stones called Another Disc, Another Dollar. We're going to hear a song from that EP called Gunner Ho. And then we're going to hear another song by the Stones from a later compilation. The second song is called Looking at You.
Let's go.
Sneaky Feelings were the other band on that Dunedin double compilation with the Chills, the Verlaines, and the Stones, who we just heard. Sneaky Feelings went on to release several albums with Flying Nun. We're going to hear songs from the third and fourth albums from 86 and 88. The albums are called Sentimental Education and Hard Luck Stories, and the songs we're going to hear by Sneaky Feelings, The Strange and Conflicting Feelings of Separation and Betrayal, and Your Secret's Safe with Me.
I want to even up the score, yeah, it's venom that I'm looking for. But it would be too easy to point and blame. Anger comes in waves, first it's hatred and it's love again. But I know it's something that I must restrain. She has many friends that she wants to tell and show. But I already told her there's no need for them to know. So when she does, I can only feel betrayed. And there's nothing left to do but just sit back and watch things fade. Sometimes I feel that the sins are in my head. But other times, I watch them slip away. When I try to understand,
I'm gonna make you mine.
Children's Hour were probably one of the most post-punk style Flying Nun bands. They released a 5-song EP called Flesh in 1983. We're going to hear a song from that EP by Children's Hour. It's called Caroline's Dream. The Rip was a band fronted by Alistair Galbraith, released 2 EPs with Flying Nun. We're going to hear a song from the first EP from 1984. The EP is called A Timeless Peace, and this is a great song by The Rip called The Holy Room.
Oh, I'm under raving steel.
The Double Happies featured both John Colley and Shane Carter, later of the Straitjacket Fits. They released two EPs with Flying Nun in 84 and 85. We're going to hear the first two songs from the second EP, Cut It Out, by the Double Happies. We're going to hear Needles and Plastic and Some Fantasy.
Thank you.
The Orange released one EP with Flying Nun in 1985 called Fruit Salad Lives. Bassist Jonathan Moore had been in Board Games, the first band we heard on this episode. Frontman Andrew Bro would go on to be a founding member in the Straitjacket Fits. I'm going to play two songs from that EP by The Orange for you. No Reason to Hide and What's in a Name.
All to the name.
Goblin Mix released a self-titled EP with Flying Nun in 1985 and then later a full-length record. We're going to hear a song from the EP by Goblin Mix called The Water. Exploding Budgies released an EP also with Flying Nun, also in 1985. That EP is called The Grotesque Singers, but I'm going to play you a song by the Exploding Budgies that was released on a 1991 compilation called The Complete Goblin Mix and Exploding Budgies. This is a song called Thornfield.
Mm-hmm. Peppa's losing herself to a wind on the world. Clutter free, no one gets through. There's echoes of charter, there's dust in her eyes, life's sublime. The running gun.
Go Purple released three EPs with Flying Nun between 1985 and 1988. We are going to hear songs from the second and third EPs, LBGP EP 2 from 1986, and This Is This is the EP from 1988. We're going to hear the songs respectively from each. First up, Grace, and then I Don't Want You Anyway.
Thank you.
The Bird Nest Roys had two EPs in 85 and 86, and then a self-titled album in 1987. Let's hear two songs from that record by the Bird Nest Roys. We're going to hear the songs Love and Severed Days.
Into my life.
Thank you.
Snapper released a self-titled EP with Flying Nun in 1988. Let's hear a song from that EP by Snapper. It's called Buddy. A band called Steven released an EP with Flying Nun in 1988 called Dumb. We're going to hear a song from that EP by Steven called Tape Machine, and then we're going to hear another song by Steven that was later released on a compilation. That song's called Tender Shoots. So, two songs by Steven. The album Uncoffined by The Terminals was released by Flying Nun in 1990. This is a song from it called Frozen Car. Released five albums with Flying Nun in the 90s, plus some EPs. We're going to hear four songs by the 3Ds. Two songs from their 1992 album Hell's a Poppin', Outer Space, and Sunken Treasure. Then we're going to hear a song called The Young and the Restless from their 1993 album The Venus Trail, and a song called Vector 27 from their 1997 album Strange News from the Angels. So four songs from the 3Ds.
I dream. It turned to black.
The Strange Loves released an album with Flying Nun in 1991 called See Your Colors. This is a song from that record by The Strange Loves called John Lennon. Dribbling Darts was a band fronted by Matthew Bannister, who had been in a band we heard earlier called Sneaky Feelings. We're going to hear a song from their third album, Present Perfect, which came out in 1993. This is a song by the Dribbling Darts called Remember.
Next day.
And now, to play us out...
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, so the two-parter on Flying Nun Records is complete. Let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Send me an email, rockandorroll@gmail.com. If you just Google Rock and or Roll Podcast, you'll find all the links to the Facebook page, the blog page. As always, every song I played on these episodes is listed in order at the blog. Leave a comment at the blog. You can send me a message through the blog. I post links to the episodes on the Facebook page. So if you go click like on the Facebook page, you can keep tabs on the podcast there. You can also comment on specific episodes, or you can send me a message through the Facebook page. The Jean-Paul Sartre Experience released several albums and EPs with Flying Nun in the late 80s and early 90s. We're going to end this episode with a song from their third album, Bleeding Star. Came out in 1993. This is a song by the Jean-Paul Sartre Experience called Modus Vivendi.
Be back.